try to get a clarity. Pasuk Pshat and then beyond. Okay, the Gemara presents for us the difference between Av and Tolda, even though they're identical in terms of the dinim, kayotzi behen, by Shabbos. However, ma bein av l'tolda, so for the Chachamim, the Gemara establishes the inyan of chiluk melachos, that when you say av and the tolda and you do them together, then there'll only be one karban. And we had the Pshat and Rashi and all that, how exactly that works, the Machayev al-Chada. And that's the difference between av l'tolda according to the Chachamim. However, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that you chayev separately for the tolda, even when it's done together with the av, the halam echad, says the Gemara, Hach the havi v'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, Hach the love v'mishkan chashiva kari le'tolda. Tosis brings here two girsos. And what exactly is the nafkemina? What flows from all of this? The Gemara says, Rashi comments that we learn out the avos melachos from Mishkan. So that's where Mishkan comes in over here. But the Gemara also mentions something else, chashiva. So what's the relationship between chashiva and an av, and between chashiva and Mishkan? What exactly is required to call something an av melach? So Tosis says, according to the first gear, so the Tosis quotes, Hach David Mishkan chashiva kari le'av, Hach the love of Mishkan chashiva kari le'toda. So there's no vav, v'chashiva, it's the Mishkan chashiva kari le'av, the love of Mishkan chashiva kari le'toda. The pshat is la'afuke kama melachos shelo hayu chashuvin, v'hayu b'mishkan. The todos ninu v'lo avos melachos. The point of the first girsa is that if it would be b'mishkan, but it wouldn't have chashivos, that would not have a din of an av. Being b'mishkan by itself is not enough to define something as an av if it didn't have chashivos. Two examples that Tosis brings. Tosis brings the case that he quotes in Gemara Shabbos Memtes, Heim helu krashim mikarka la'agola, dahinu hachnasa. In other words, we find hachnasa was b'mishkan, that the Leviim would load the boards, the krashim of the Mishkan, onto the from the karka, which was Rishus HaRabim, to the agola, which was Rishus HaYochid. So that took place in the Mishkan, but yet hachnasa is only a tolda for Utsar, it's not an av. Okay. Umoshit bedyuta achas, that's the other example. Umoshit bedyuta achas is another example that was b'mishkan. What happened there? They had the agolas lined up, right? One in front of the other on one side of Rishus HaRabim. So what separated one agola from the other was not the whole width of Rishus HaRabim, but the little space of Rishus HaRabim, but not the whole rocha of Rishus HaRabim. That's called Moshe Bidyuta Achas. So Moshe Bidyuta Achas would be what? Would be a tolda, but it would be chiyuv, and it was found in Mishkan. Is it chashuv, Rabosai? Is it chashuv? Mm. No. And that's coming, that's what the first Giyasa would be emphasizing. It's not enough to be Mishkan, it has to be Mishkan chashiva, because chashivas is very critical in order to defining it as an av. This is what Tosis says in terms of Girsa number one, the Mishkan Chashiva, and the Afuke, things which were Mishkan and not Chashiva. Tosis continues, the Istigarsi, Hach Tahavi B'Mishkan V'Chashiva, Karila Av, Hach Delo B'Mishkan V'Lo Chashiva, Karila Tolda. So here you have a Vav, the Mishkan V'Chashiva, and then Hach the love of Mishkan Tosis has the lo chashiva would have to be interpreted as if you have either love of Mishkan or you have the lo chashiva. In other words, if you have one without the other, that would be the way to read it, the lo chashiva. Either love of Mishkan or lo chashiva, karve lo toda. Ufigir sezu tzarech lama debay itarati. You need two things. Av chashiva the love of Mishkan o ipchal havi toda. You need two things. That's the girsa, hach de mishkan v'chashiva is an av, hach de lo mishkan or lo chashiva. If you look in the Maram, Maram apparently had the girsa, hach de lo mishkan v'chashiva, but it means the same thing. In other words, it's just a question of semantics. You know, the mishkan v'chashiva means you need two things. Hach de lo mishkan v'chashiva means if you don't have both of those things, you have only one or the other. if you have the gersa that we have in our Tosis within the second gersa, velo chashiva, it's not, if you don't have A plus B, if you don't have A or B. But again, the point of the second gersa is, baitarti, a second yoni. Nu, l'chayra, what did Tosis say then that differentiates gersa number two from gersa number one? Nu, l'chayra, what did he say in the beginning of Tosis? That if you had it in Mishkan and it didn't have chashivas, so then it would be what? What would it be called? A toda. No, and what did Tosa say if you girsa zu, the second girsa, that bayitarti, meaning if you have one without the other, it's not good. If you have Mishkan without chashivas, it's no good. So that's what we said in the first girsa. What did Tosa say to differentiate girsa number two and girsa number one? Yonia, before?
My question was based on a disagreement I had with my Horita about I think it might have been.
With the girsa, v'chashiva, v'lo chashiva?
The first girsa.
Okay, so we're going to come back and we're going to hold, see if it gets clear as we go along. If not, you'll come back and ask. So the first pashup shot, you read Tosis before anything else. You have to understand what Tosis said. I mean, Lemaisa, he said a minute before in the first girsa that if you have Mishkan without chashivas, it's not going to work. It's not enough, that means. And what he's saying in the second girsa, you need baitarti, chashiva without Mishkan, or p'chahavi toda. So again, it means Mishkan without Cheshivas is not going to be enough. So what made the first Gersa different than the second? Kinnira, this is what we see in the Maram, in the Masha, Madur Basra, the Masha, and Madur Basra quotes the Piskei Tosfos. What seems to be the Pshat in Tosfos is that according to the first Gersa, it's true on the one hand that if you had Mishkan without Cheshivas, it wouldn't be enough. In that regard, it's the same as the second Gersa. But there is a difference in the other direction. Because Tosa says, right, Chashiva v'lo b'mishkan o ipchavi toda. In other words, the second girsa requires both criteria. You need Mishkan, you need Chashiva. Mishkan without Chashiva isn't toda. Chashiva without Mishkan is a toda. All Tosa said in the first girsa is, Mishkan Chashiva, meaning lafuke, if it was Mishkan and it wasn't Chashiva. What about the other way around? If it was Chashiva, but it wasn't the Mishkan. So then according to Girsa number one of Tosis would be implicitly telling us that would be enough to call it an Av. In other words, even if it wasn't the Mishkan, but if there's a Cheshivas to it. And that seems to be clear from the Piskei Tosis. If you're back, it's, you know, the Piskei Tosis, I'm not even sure who wrote it. It was written by a Rishon, but it basically sums up the Masgana that comes out of Tosis going through the Masechta. So each letter is like relating to another, the nafkamina, the bottom line that comes out of the Tosis. In Os Gimel, in Piskei Tosis, states, Melacha dahavi b'mishkan v'lo chashivi lo mikri av. Okay, that's part one, that's clear. Mishkan without chashivus. We'll have to see. There may be a third girsa that we haven't yet seen in our Tosis, that Tosis in Shabbos. If you got to it, you see that Tosis holds that maybe Mishkan alone would be sufficient, but we'll have to look at that by itself, today or whenever. But that's part one, that's clear. Mishkan without Chashivas is not quote an Av. Continues Piskei Tosis. The Iavi Chashiva, Afa Gav Delovev Mishkan. It is Chashiva without Mishkan, it wasn't the Mishkan, Mikri Av L'chad Teirutz, L'fi Girsa Rishona. And this is from Dibra Maschil, Achi Gassin, and from Artosa. So he says, Chashiva without Mishkan, according to the first Girsa, would be an Av. That's Mamish, what we're saying, that's the Nekuda that differentiates the two Girsos. The second Girsa holds, you need both criteria, one without the other, in either direction would be not enough to make it an Av. And the first Girsa would agree that Mishkan without Chashivas would not make it enough, but Chashivas without Mishkan would make it enough. Okay? But now the obvious question, in fact, the Maram, everybody saw the Maram Mishtama, right? So then what's the problem in the Gemara then, according to Girsa number one? What seems to be totally irrelevant in the Gemara? Which point?
Mishkan.
So why mention Mishkan at all? If everything is dependent on Chashivas, so then why is the Maram mention Mishkan? Now let's just step back for a second, because this is a lot of people hacking with this question. I think the answer seems to me, what I'm going to tell you now, I mean, it sounds like so who's deciding when something is chashuv? Like, that's interesting. If you talk about looking at a melacha and saying, oh, I mean, so there's a list that we have. So maybe they were in Mishkan, maybe they weren't. Maybe they're not because of chashivas, according to the first girsa. So who made that determination? Who makes that determination? Chor, the answer is pashut. Who makes the determination? Chazal, the chachamim. We find there's an expression in the Gemara that's used a few times called Misaron HaKasav LaChachamim. One of the famous places is by Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Famous Machlokes Rishonim, the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you'll see the Bir Halacha quotes like on each side of this issue, different Rishonim, whether Melacha B'chom is Doraisa or Drabbanan. There's Tosis in Shas and Chagigo Yudches and Moikatan, and it's Rishonim on either side of the issue. Is Melacha B'chom Moed Asa Midoraisa or Midrabbanan? All kinds of Rayas in either direction. But even those who hold that Melacha B'chom Moed is Doraisa, we all know there are a lot of caveats, a lot of loopholes, a lot of klolim when something is Asa, when it's not. Dabo Aveid, for example, is Mutter, and other things. So the Chacham clearly have to weigh in and create categories and guidelines. So if you hold the whole thing as Rabban, then basically the Chachamim created everything, the whole template, and the whole Isser to begin with is the Rabban. But if you go like the Rishonim, that Melacha B'chomod is a Doraisa, but the way that it's expressed, I think the Chinuch uses this Lashon, Misaron HaKasav LaChachamim. The Chachamim are the ones that actually are the ones who pick and choose and tell you what melachas are aser, but the iser is a doraisa. So the concept is not a new concept. So I would simply, I don't know, maybe I went saw this somewhere, Benegea, Lamites melachas, I don't remember anymore. But if you assume, let's say that it's a function of chashivus, and it's independent of Mishkan, like we see now in this first girsa, we may have to modify this along the way, but for now, so obviously, it's not for you and me to decide. There are lists of malachas. The Mishnah lists them in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel. So, obviously, the Peshat would be the Chachamim, right? Beruach Kadsham, they decide, the Torah gave the authority to Chachamim to make the determination of what they felt should qualify and constitute a malacha. So, the Isser is a Doraisa. The Chachamim are the ones that make clear and define it and tell us what it is. That's if you're assuming, like it sounds like right now, that really Mishkan is not part of the equation. It's simply about chashiva. So again, it's not about you and me to decide. We have a list. The Chachamim step in and define for us which things are melacha based on how they assess the chashivas. The Torah is giving us the issa based on chashivas. The Chachamim are fleshing it out and defining which melachas are called chashiv. I think that's how I would probably want to learn it. But the question returns. So then why mention Mishkan at all? And don't we always say that the Smichas HaParshis very many, many times in Chumash between Mishkan and Shabbos is in fact to teach us the halacha that halachas are defined by Mishkan. And that's what Rashi seems to say, Kipshuto. Rashi's little background information, Benogia, this line of Gemara, Ku Avos Melachos and Mishkan Garmin, Mishkan the Shabbos. What's Rashi telling us this? To understand the Gemara. So at first glance, I ask you, which girsa is Rashi following? I mean, we don't have the Firish of Rashi on the words of the Gemara. But if we were to try to glean from Rashi, which girsa would be Rashi's girsa, what would be your answer?
Second.
Because the first girsa, we just saw from Piskei Tosfos, it doesn't have to do with Mishkan. You could have an Av Melacha without Mishkan. Rashi's saying, Ku Abos Mishkan Gamrina. L'maisa, Rashi quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, and they tell you in parentheses after them test, we'll have to know. What is the Girsa Kamais of Tosis? The first Girsa do with Shabbos Memtes. I mean, Rashi doesn't quote the actual Lashna Gemara there, but the Gemara's Lashna there is, in fact, right, in Chayavin, right, Ella Desanya, in Chayavin Ella Amulacha Shekayotzi Bahaisa B'Mishkan, Haim Zarot, Temul Tizru, and so on. So, Bachlau, it's a Pella to me. How could there be such a pshita that you can have an av melacha without Mishkan in Mefurish HaBrais and Shabbos Memtes? In any case, leaving that on the side, but Rashi simply says it because Rashi obviously would go like the second girsa. But the first girsa has to work in the words of the Gemara too. Forgetting about the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara says Mishkan, so what do we make of that? So the Maram says two things. Madur Vasa also relates to this. One point could be that it's like Agav the Sefer. really everything depends on chashivas. But the point being that Mishkan is, don't think that Mishkan could carry its weight and give you the shame av because it's the Mishkan. That doesn't count for an av. Maybe you'll say that doesn't give it inherent chashivas. You need to have chashivas independent of Mishkan. And that's the point. Even though it's the Mishkan, it's only if it's chashiva kari le'av. And the love of Mishkan chashiva, again, it doesn't have the chashivas, but the chashivas is what matters. Obviously, that's something of a dochik, because still, why bring in Mishkan if it's not really relevant? So what the Maram says in a second possibility, and this, I think, we have a very good raya from a Tosfos HaRash in Shabbos. The Maram says that the reason why Mishkan is relevant, even for the first girsa, is because when we talk about chashivas, you can talk about chashivas in terms of today, in terms of whatever period we are in, or maybe the Tkuf of Chazal, if you will. But the point is later time, subsequent periods of history, what is considered chashuv. Or we could talk about chashivas in terms of the Zman HaMishkan itself. Suppose in Doros that follow the Mishkan, this malach is not chashuv. But so happens that Gafka, when it was performed in the Mishkan, it was chashuv. So what would you say now? Could be that here you have the nafkamina of Mishkan, that the Mishkan will define, the chashivas of Mishkan will also define as being chashuv, even if it's not chashuv today. So says the Maram. And the Chora, one sees this in the Tosfos HaRash in Shabbos, which I gave you to look at. Tosfos HaRash in Shabbos talks about why it is that Hotzah is an Av, and Achnasa is a Tolda. Now, you could have said, some Rishonim, I think, say, because there's a pasuk about Hotzah Mefurish, Al Yotze Yish Mekomo, Yitzish Mekomo, and another pasuk. And so maybe that's why Hotzah is an Av, but the Rush says something different. The Rush says, you have it on page number 12 in the packet I gave you, that the Gemara is also in Azorik, the same two lines of Gemara, Hachta Mishkan Chashiva, with the same question of Girsos, it's over there as well. So he says, Hotzah Haisa Chashuva b'Mishkan, Lefisha Hayu Motziim Hanedavos Mibesam Laviyam Liyad HaGizbar. V'Hotzah Aso Chashuva Yosa Me'achnasas Krashim Mikarkel HaGolem. V'Chein Moshit Lo Chashiva Lachim Mikritolda. So again, he's addressing the fact that certain things are not chashiv, didn't have chashivas, like our Tosfos said. Tosfos said that Hachnasa and Moshe b'Yudah Achas are not chashiv. But when the Rush explains why Hachnasa is not chashuv and Hotzah is chashuv, and that's why it is an Av, because he seems to be explaining that that's why Hotzah is an Av, because it's chashuv. So he doesn't. Right, he says because it was the Hotzah b'Mishkan was to bring nedavos for the Mishkan. That's a more chashuv thing than what they did when they had to disassemble the Mishkan and put the krashim in Nagal. No, Rabosai, if I ask you in terms of the melacha itself, Hotzah and Achnasa, do you understand that Hotzah is more chashuv a melacha than Achnasa? Absolutely not, it's the same. It's a question of going from which rishus to which rishus. But there's nothing more inherent in terms of our looking at Hotzah and Achnasa to say that Hotzah is more chashuv. And yet, the Rush is saying that the measure of chashivas that Hotzah is of Achnasa is because in terms of when it was performing the Mishkan, so since the Hotzah was for a tzorech of building the Mishkan, they were bringing the Nedavah to the Mishkan, that's a chashivas achta, to bring the Nedavah to the Mishkan. The piruk, the taking apart of the Mishkan, and the putting, that's not as considered as chashiv, as what they did to build the Mishkan, to bring the contribution. So that makes Hotzah more chashiv. So what do you see? That the measure of chashivas is defined by being chashuv bizman ha-mishkan. Oh, so, chayra, this is weird what the Maram said as well, one of the two it's in. But here, the Tosfos HaRash, mamish, it's an interesting idea that this is the point. Hotzah, because of when it was done then, it was more chashuv because of the context of what was done for, therefore it retained more chashivas and achnasa. So therefore we understand even the girsa, the first girsa, in terms of why the Gemara mentions Mishkan. Okay, Adkan, in terms of Pashup Shat. I want to soon come to a big Kasha, but this is where we are right now. questions so far, Eitan? And Yitzchak, yeah.
Two questions. If it's chashivas is determined based on its chashivas in Mishkan, so doesn't that make it two requirements of Mishkan?
No, because the pshat is as follows. Chashivas can come in one of two forms. In other words, we saw in Piskei Tosfos, chashiva without Mishkan would also make an av. But you can't talk about chashivas in Zman Mishkan if it didn't exist in Zman Mishkan. So that was our question. If you don't need Mishkan, so then what's Mishkan mentioned at all? The answer is, no. So the answer is, according to the first gears of Tosfos, what would come out? It can be an av in one of two ways. It's an av because of chashivas. It can be chashiv in one of two ways. Let me say it that way. You really need one thing, and that's chashivas. But defining something as chashuv can come either from looking at it right now and you recognize it as davar chashuv. In that case, even if it wasn't the Mishkan, apparently it would be an av anyway, because you don't need Mishkan necessarily to be an av according to the first gear. But even if you look at it today and it doesn't seem chashuv, but if when it was done by Mishkan, it was chashuv then it'd also be an av. So this is why Mishkan is relevant, because Mishkan is relevant to the extent that the chashivas b'zman ha-Mishkan could also define it as being chashuv and therefore be an av. Clear. Okay. Yes.
From the words of the Tosfos HaRosh, it seems like there must be a level of chashivas. Meaning something can still be chashuv, but not chashuv enough to be considered an av. Because he uses the words...
No, what he means is that's why hachnas is a tolda. He's trying to explain ma bein hachnasa lahutzah. Hutzah is an av and hachnas is the tolda. Tosa says that the fact that hachnasa is not chashuv, that's why it's not an av. But why is hutzah more chashuv? Why is hutzah yes an av and hachnasa not? That's his kash.
So it's not implying that there is some chashivas to hachnasa?
Why?
Because it's saying that
Hotsah is a chashuva mishkan, because it was seen in the Davos. But Hotsah also chashuva yoser, yeah, he just means yoser means, and therefore Achnasus Kvashim is not considered chashuv. Yeah. I mean, this just means it. All you need to do is create a hierarchy. That's all. Yeah. I mean, there's another point we'll get to right now, this idea of Mlacha Grua. We're going to get to it right now. But that's, he just means this is considered chashuv, and this would be considered lacking chashivas. That's all I think you have to make of that. Chashuva Yosef Machnasa knows, he wants to know why is this more than this. So the answer is the context gives you everything. They're doing it for the sake of giving to the Gizbar, that's what makes the act of Hutzah Chashuva. And that was then. That's not for now. For us, there's no difference substantively between Hutzah and Achnasa. But the answer is the Mishkan, it was considered more Chashuv, therefore it remains an Av even for us today.
But he continues on to say, "V'chein Moshe lo chashiva."
Right.
Is that not implying that there is chashivas to Hachnasa? It's just not enough, maybe, to be considered enough.
I hear what you're trying to say. You're saying here's chashiva yos mechnasa v'chein Moshe. I would just say that because Hotzah and Hachnasa are so similar, so you have to show me why Hotzah is more chashiv. But then, as far as putting Moshe with Hachnasa, I think you could. I mean, just that he has to show you. In a certain way, Hotzah and Hachnasa are so similar, so why is one chashuv and one not? As far as looking at it today, it's no difference. So he shows you why it's more because of the Mishkan. But he's not looking to differentiate Hachnasa and Moshe. They're both in the same basic category. The fact that, even if you say that maybe Hachnasa has a little more chashuv than Moshe, it still doesn't make it, the cutoff of what's called chashuv, it doesn't make. And the first point is just to differentiate between Hotzah and Hachnasa, so that's why he had to speak in those terms, because he had to speak, they're both, they're very similar as far as looking at the situation. I don't know, I hear. Okay, yeah, Isaac and David, yeah.
According to the first Girsa of Tosfos, Lemaisa, are there any of the 39 that were not done in the Mishkan?
We're getting there. To Tosfos and Shabbos, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, according to the first Giyasa, it could be, right? We could start.
Or is it just that it could be?
Right? It sounds like you don't need Mishkan. So that means you have a list, and maybe we don't have to find everything in the Mishkan, right? If we go literally by the Bryson and Shabbos Memtes, you have to make sure that every one of these 49 is in Mishkan, because it could be you couldn't talk about it without being in the Mishkan. The way we seem to be looking at it right now, in the first Giyus of Tosfos, not necessarily.
But I'm saying, according to the first Giyus,
it doesn't have to be that one of them were not in the Mishkan. You know, it could be coincidentally they were in Mishkan, but that's not why they're not. Right. Yep.
According to the second answer, the Maharam, does every malacha in the Mishkan need to have a certain level of chashivas?
Yes, according to Girsif, number one in Tosfos, but the chashivas can be measured either through today or through the standards of Mishkan.
If it wasn't chashiv,
it's mana Mishkan, and it's not chashiv today, then being in Mishkan is nothing. Doesn't help us.
According to the first gear, so according to the opinion that chashuvin is all that matters, then why would Tosfos say just lafuge kama malachos shlo hayu chashuvin should be kol malachos?
I mean, he gives you two examples, kama malachos.
Right, but if it's a general rule, then the lashon seems a bit strange.
I don't know. Kama malachas. Abosa, I'm asking the following question. Okay, here we go. There's a famous, should be famous, I don't know how famous it is, but famous yisod that Tosfos says in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, and it's mentioned by many Rishonim, and it has to do with malachas hotzah versus other malachas. And the expression that Tosfos uses is hotzah is called a malacha geruah. It's a malacha that's very naturally deficient in terms of its definition of malacha. It's a malacha geruah. Okay, it's something that Tosfos says, and it's found in many Rishonim. And it's used by Tosfos to answer a number of kashas that he has. Now, the reason why it's called malacha geruah, the way that the Velt likes to say over, although the Lashon of Tosfos is not exactly this, maybe in other places, maybe other Rishonim have it like this, Tosfos says it's malacha geruah because mali, if you look in the third line of the Tosfos, mali motzi mishus hayachid mishus harabim, mali motzi mishus la mishus hayachid. I mean, the fact that you're going from one mishus to another, this is called mishus hayachid mishus harabim, but if it's mishus hayachid mishus hayachid, that's fine. That's the way Tosfos presents it. So that means that there's something about this malacha that's not fully understood to be a malacha. You wouldn't necessarily see it as such a big deal. The way that many explain it, maybe Tosfos means it, maybe he doesn't. They say that technically most malachos, if not all, there's a shinoi in the chefs itself in some way. You mevashel, you take something and you change its form. Whatever, choresh, kotzer, there's a shinoi, there's a shinoi mahuti, there's something substantive in the chefza that you're doing malacha in that has been transformed. There's some change in the chefza. When it comes to otzah, what you did is you changed its location. But you didn't actually do anything inherent to the chefza that you can notice a difference. It's the same thing as before, it's just different surroundings. Okay? I'm not sure if that's exactly what Tosfos means in the Lashon. Tosfos could be maybe interpreted in different ways. But Lamaisa, that's the yisod called Hotzah being malacha geruah. Now, Tosfos is going to answer a number of kashas with this. Among them, the first Mishnah Shabbos talks about the malachos of Hotzah Nachnasa in terms of an ani who's standing outside the house and the balabais who's inside the house, and you can have potentially the malacha of Hotzah Nachnasa being violated by either one or the other. But l'chayra, does it really matter where you're standing? If you're doing hotzah and you're outside, so you're bringing something from inside to where you are outside, or you're doing hotzah by being inside and bringing something outside, or same thing, hachnasa. I mean, and the Mishnah seems to count the hotzah of the ani, hotzah of the balabais, hachnasa de ani, hachnasa balabais. So why? And Tosfos says, because since hotzah is malacha geruah, so I wouldn't automatically assume that it would go in both directions. Maybe only hotzah if you're standing outside to take it out. Maybe if you're inside. That's one of the points that Tosis makes. But then along the way, this is what I want to focus on. Tosis says, I'm going to explain to you also something else based on this. Namely, and this is where I think you have it maybe bracketed off, about the six or lines or so when it gets wide in that Tosis, the Maskil Pashat. V'chein, v'chol todos de'avos melachos. Now, keep this in mind. We noted the Mishnah in Hazorek, beginning of Hazorek and Shabbos, talks about the case of Moshit v'duta achas. What we had here in this Tosis mentioning that if you, not through, but you handed something from one Mishnah Sayachid to another Mishnah Sayachid, but in between there was a space of Mishnah Sarabim. This is not with the space of the entire width of Mishnah Sarabim. Your v'duta achas means it's on the same side of Mishnah Sarabim. But meanwhile, you went via Mishnah Sarabim, handed something to someone, and it went to the other Mishnah Sayachid. That's a malacha, and the Mishnah says, because that was Avodas Halavim. That's what they, when they had Agolas lined up, and they had to, they would do that. Similarly, Hachnasa, we saw that the Tosis quoted, and that's the Gemara in Baisa Memtes and Shabbos, that they were Machnis, the Agolas, from the Karka, the crushing matter, from the Karka to the Agolas. Now, the question Tosis is asking is as follows. What are these called? Todos. Does a Toda need to be the Mishkan? What's the answer? No. The Av is the Mishkan, right? So Tosis wonders. This is in the middle of the Tosis. He says, why do we suddenly find by these Todos that we find them the Mishkan? By all the other Todos, we don't have to find the Todos the Mishkan. The Av is the Mishkan. We don't need to find the Toda the Mishkan. So why are these Todos suddenly have to find themselves in Mishkan? We have to find an application that they did Moshit, B'yuta Achas in the Mishkan, they did Hachnasa in Mishkan. It could be a Toda without being the Mishkan. The answer is the same as Yisrael, because Hotzah is Malacha Geruah. It lacks a certain inherent Chashivas to it. And therefore, here we need that the Toda should also be the Mishkan. Lashon of Tosfos, the Chain, Bechol Todos Da'avos Malachos. Lo chashinan sheyehe b'mishkan ela avos b'lvad. All you need is the avos of the mishkan. And yet, v'mleches u'betodos dehotzah, again, you see where I'm reading what both say, b'inan sheyehe b'mishkan, d'tnan b'hazorek, and he quotes the Mishnah in Tzadi Vav and Shabbos, shnei gzuz d'ro, zu k'neged zu, amoshet b'hazorek mizu l'zu pater. That's if it was across the Rishos HaRabim, but how you stay in b'duta achas, again, on the same side of Rishos HaRabim, Hazorik Pater v'Amoshit Chayiv. Why? Because that's the way it was with Mishkan. Shekach Chayisa Avodas Halavim. Tosis continues. Abresh Hazorik Nami Boy Hazorik Talramis B'Shus Harabim Minolan V'Dochik Hashkochina B'Mishkan Adamasik. It ends up saying it's a Luchos Gemirola. But now Zorik is anyway a Tolda. So what do you have to find? Why have to find the Mishkan? The Kol Eilu Tolda Dautzanin V'Lo Avos She'en Avos Alamem Chaserachas. These are not Avos. And finally, the Gabi Achnas and Nami Aminan, the Pekva Metonin, Heim Helu Krashim, Tosis Bayos quotes this, Hel Bikakal Agala, Afatem Al Tachnis Mishus Rab Mishus Ayachin. Why is it necessary to identify where in the Mishkan these Todos of Atzah were performed? A Toda doesn't have to be the Mishkan. The answer is, this is so. Because Atzah is Malacha Gruah, and therefore, unlike all the other Todos, we don't have to be the Mishkan. These Todos, because it's Melech and Gru, have to be in Mishkan. Okay, Tosis goes back to this. Could be at the end he falls away somewhat, but I'm focusing on these two lines of Tosis. How can we say this? In light of the Gemara that we just read, which is also in Azorik as well, that, and now let's even take it simpler, the second Gersa. Let's leave the first Gersa aside. Second Gersa. What do you need to be Avalacha? You need Mishkan, and you need what else? Chashivas. And this is true for both Gersos. You can't, Mishkan without Chashivas is not going to do it. So now comes Tosis and says, why is it that when it comes to the Todos of Hotzah, you need to have a Mishkan? The answer is because Hotzah is Melacha Geruah, which means it's not Chashim. So what have you done? You accomplished nothing. What has this done for you? Tosis himself says, when he started the first Geras, he says, okay, Bala Fuke Kam Melachas Shilo Yuchashuvin Bahayu B'Mishkan, the Todos. So if it's not Chashim, it's a Todah. But now this Toda, this is even more deficient. So what are you going to accomplish? You're going to bring up the Mishkan, but it doesn't have Chashivas. So Mishkan without Chashivas doesn't seem to do anything for us. Tosis, right? You see Mishkan with the second gear, so both your souls are holding that you need what? You need to have Mishkan and you need to have Chashivas. The first gear said, my old Chashivas by itself is also good enough, whether Chashivas for Mishkan, whether Chashivas today. But if you have Mishkan, you don't have Chashivas. So what is it? Nothing. I mean, it can't be enough. So the same way we say here, it can't be. So what is Tosis saying? That Toldos of Otsah are different than all other Toldos, because they have to leave the Mishkan. Why? Because it's a Malacha Grua. To the extent it's a Malacha Grua, the Mishkan should not be anything. You see over here, Mishkan by itself without Chashivas doesn't do anything for you. So how could Tosa speak about the fact that the Toldos of Otsah need to be the Mishkan, but if they're Malacha Grua, by definition, Mishkan shouldn't do anything for you? So what is this Kasha seem to be forcing us to recognize about there's a fundamental difference between the discussions here in our Gemara and the discussion in Tosfos and Shabbos and in the Sugyas and Shabbos. Everyone hear the question. Mishkan without Chashivas is not good enough in our Gemara to make it enough. And Tosfos is still using the Maila Mishkan in terms of explaining why an act which is malacha gerua, meaning it doesn't have chashivas, would need Mishkan. But what does Mishkan do for you if it doesn't have chashivas? We see over here, Mishkan needs chashivas. By itself, it's nothing. So what did Tosfos say? That you need a ma'ala Mishkan by the Toldos of Otsah. Rosa, hear the kasha. Ari, waiting patiently. Yes.
Here we're talking about what's not an ox.
Excellent. This is what I want to get out of you. Good, 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 good. Here we're discussing, say it again, here this issue is, what is an ox, what is a toldah? You're going to say the same thing about it. There, good. This is, I think, important differentiation. I want to tell you, I shared with Arisafati this morning, he was masking, so I feel better about this. We happen to be seeing each other, usually not in this space medrash, but we caught each other, so I said this over. He hasn't gotten quite to this Tosis, but some of you weren't by him, so you can appreciate what I'm saying. L'chor have two different sugyas. Our sugya is about not melach of Shabbos. That's the sugya, that's Masechta Shabbos. This is Bava Kamma. Our connection to discussing melach for Shabbos is in terms of ma bein av l'toda, my kari la my kari l'toda. That's our Gemara. And here you have the Gemara's teretz with Rebbe Lezer, Hakam Mishkan Chashiva, Dulam Mishkan Chashiva, and all this is in terms of defining something as an av versus a toldah. And this is where it comes out, according to both yourselves, that being the Mishkan without having Chashivas would not be enough to define it as an av. Sugya in Shabbos, and what Tosfos is discussing is something else. To be a malacha, it has to be the Mishkan. We're not talking about now Av Toldah. To be a malacha, it has to be the Mishkan. Now, you ask me, well, the Avos are the Mishkan. Where were the Toldos the Mishkan? But the Teretz is, why are Toldos a malacha? No, because the Toldos are, they're similar to the Av. Right? So the Me'ein the Av. So the Av was the Mishkan. The Lashon of the Braisa on Daf Mem Tes, right? Ein Chayavin, this is the Braisa that mentioned all the things that happened in the Mishkan. Some of the things, I should say, Ein Chayavin, Ella, Al Malacha, She Kayotzi Vahaisa B'Mishkan. In other words, the Toldos are all variations of the Guf HaMalacha, which was B'Mishkan. So there has to be a Shaychus to Mishkan to be a Malacha. The Shaychus to Mishkan could be, the Av is itself was b'mishkan. The Toldah is shayach to Mishkan because it's kayotzi bo was b'mishkan, na'af form. The particular manner in which now you're doing it, which is a Toldah form, it's me'en la'av, that wasn't per se in the Mishkan, that action. But the av was. So in order to be a malacha, you have to be b'mishkan. So here Tosfos comes with a kasha, and that beis amir alef in Shabbos. So now, when it comes to all the Toldos, except for Hotzah, we don't require that the action of the Toldah had to be b'mishka. It can be a malacha if the Av was b'mishka. The Toldah didn't have to be b'mishka to be a malacha. If Kayotziva was b'mishka. suddenly, when it comes to the todos of Otsa, such as Hachnasa, such as Moshit, Midyuta Achas, suddenly we see that we're requiring that the act itself of the todos of Otsa had to be present by Mishkan. Why? My eye. Why should that be? For this, Tosus says that because Otsa is a melacha gerua, there's something inherently lacking chashivus in Hotzah, because Mali, which is a Yachid, which is a Rab, Mali, which is a Yachid, because of Noshino in the Chetza, all of this. Therefore, the Todas of Hotzah, they have themselves have to have the direct Shaykhis to Mishkan in order to be a Malach. That's Tosis and Shabbos. Now, Agamar is a different discussion. Our discussion is not discussing to be a Malacha. Agamar is discussing A versus Todah. So now now Mishkan is going to have another point to tell us. Let's go to the second Girsa. This Mishkan is not just about defining something as a malacha, but Mishkan is going to define for us whether it's an av or a toda. For a toda generally need not be the Mishkan. But let's say it would be. But if it doesn't have chashivos, and I would say here, chorim means chashivos b'mishkan, the second Girsa, so then it's still not going to be an av. So Av versus Toda requires Mishkan plus Chashiva. Chashiva, I would say, Bisman HaMishkan. Fine. But that's a second thing that you're getting from Mishkan. The level, the type of, whether it's an Av or a Toda, that goes by the criteria of Argamar. That's our sugya. What Tosis is discussing is to be called a Malacha, there has to be Kayotziva b'Mishkan. Kayotziva is sufficient. You don't need the Toda itself to be b'mishkan. The Toda says, but Malacha Gerua, because it says Malacha Gerua, the Todas have to be b'mishkan. Now you want to know, are they an Av? They're not an Av. They don't have Chashivas. So the fact that Mishkan doesn't have Chashivas is not a problem in Tosa's context, in Tosa's and Shabbos, because their issue is only defining it as Malacha. So Tosa is saying, the Toda, those Malachos have to be b'mishkan. You want to know if it's an Av or a Toda, that's a separate discussion. That's not going to be an Av, because it doesn't have Chashivas. Could be Isaac and Avram. Avram and Isaac, go ahead, yeah.
But if we're saying the Malacha has to have some type of connection to the Mishkan.
What about the first Gersa?
Yeah, how can you?
Okay, so here's, I'm going to take a leap. I don't know if it fits in the Lashon of the Tosis, Pisky Tosis, but it could be, at least in Tosis himself, I could now maybe answer seemingly a very bomb kasha on the first Gersa. What did Pisky Tosis seem to say? That according to the first Girsa in Tosfos, if you have Chashiva without Mishkan, it would be an Av. Similarly, that means that you could have a Malacha without being b'Mishkan. Seemingly, that's what it sounds like. Okay, so we asked, how does Mishkan contribute? Okay, Chashiva, b'Zman HaMishkan would also count. But meanwhile, if it wasn't b'Mishkan at all, and it's Chashiv today, it sounds like the first Girsa would say, it could be an Av. And then you were asking me, could that be that some of the others weren't b'mishkan? But the problem is, everyone asks on this, but the Braisa that we keep coming back to, a mem test, the Lashon of Braisa is, Ein chayavin, ela amalacha shekayotziva haisa b'mishkan. And it goes on, Heim zaru, atem otizru, heim katsru. So mefurish in this Braisa, Ein chayavin, ela amalacha shekayotziva haisa b'mishkan. So it sounds like, you can't have a malacha without Mishkan. How can there be a girsa here that says that you can have without Mishkan, Chashiv itself is good enough? So I don't know if the Lashon of the Pisky Rid is going to agree with what I'm telling you now, but at least in terms of Tosfos, we can simply say Pashut. No. Of course you need Mishkan, but for what do you need Mishkan? To call it what? To call it malacha. Now is the second discussion. Okay, now what about Av versus Toda? So here the first Girsa says, here Chashiva without Mishkan is also good enough. No, it was the Mishkan, that's why it's a Malacha, the Seder. That's the Braisa of Memtes and Shabbos. But now where does the Chashivas have to come from? Does the Chashivas have to be Bizman HaMishkan? Did you have to have Chashiva then? Or is it good enough if it's the Chashiva today? So, Olam, you need Mishkan. Why? Because to make a Malacha has to be Mishkan, of course. Kol Avos Malachas and Mishkan Gamrin, and no one disputes that. The only nakuda here between the first and the second girsa will be on the second tier, on the question of now classifying Avos as Toda. So here, there'll be a difference. According to the second girsa of Tosos, you need, or come out, you'd have to say that the chashivas is measured by what? By when? By the tkufa of Mishkan. So you have to, in other words, you have to, it has to be b'mishkan to be a malacha, and it has to be b'mishkan v'chashiva, meaning chashiva, when, then, to be an av. If it's b'mishkan, it wasn't chashiv then, and it's chashiv today, it's not an av. That's the second gears. But the first gears will say b'mishkan chashiva, meaning to say, again, for the malacha, it needs to be b'mishkan. If it's chashiv with mana mishkan and not chashiv today, I'm not changing what we said before. That's also good. So the mishkan chashiva, if it was chashiv with mana mishkan and not today, also good. But where does he part ways with the other girsa? If it's bizmana mishkan, it existed. But the chashivas didn't exist then, but the chashivas only exist later. Can chashivas, to give it a shein av melacha, come from somewhere other than mishkan? So to be a malacha, we'll say even the first girsa holds you need to have the mishkan. Just as we started by saying in Tosis in Shabbos Dav Beis, you have to have mishkan to be a malacha. That's the discussion over there. And in some cases, you need a toda to be the mishkan. In the case of toda v'otsa, because it's malacha grua. Because that's to get it to the accord of malacha. Typically, the toda doesn't need to be itself the mishkan. As long as it's kayotzi v'be mishkan, the avos be mishkan. Toda v'otsa is different. And no one will argue in that, of course. It's very hard to imagine that you can have a malacha without mishkan. So the answer is a mechanami. The first girsa doesn't argue. Because our discussion is not about malacha. That's not for Masechta Bava Kama. That's for Masechta Shabbos. Our discussion is av versus tolda. Here you have the two girsos. The first girsa says that chashivos would be enough to make it an av, meaning you've already established it's a malacha because it was b'mishkan. Did it have chashivos b'mishkan? Maybe not. Does it have chashivos now? Yes. Then it's an av. Second Gersa says it had to be Mishkan v'chashiva, meaning it has to be chashiv by the Mishkan. I'm not sure if this is exactly correct in the words of Piskei Rid, Piskei Yatosos. There it sounds like loy b'mishkan, period. I'm learning it was b'mishkan and didn't have chashivas b'mishkan. So I'm not sure if it works, but mitzad atosos it works, and it answers the kasha from Shabbos Memtes. Questions. So we started off thinking that Mamish, where we have such a strange girsa, Kamais of Tosfos, Mamish was separating Mishkan from Malachas of Shabbos. So first we started tweaking a little bit. Okay, no, the Chashivas of Mishkan is also good enough, even if it's not today's Chashivas, but we're still thinking that you don't need to have Mishkan at all. Now we're suggesting that Lamaisa, you're going to have Mishkan in order to quote a Malacha. Question is only for the definition of Ab Malacha. Ab Malacha, do you also need to look to Mishkan? Or you could look to Mishkan, but you could also look elsewhere. That's what we're thinking maybe to say. Yes, Isaac.
Would Rashi disagree with this Sara of needing to be in Mishkan in order to be called a Malacha? Because he points out in Kulu Avos Malachos Mi Mishkan Gamrinan. So it sounds like, according to the Pshat, we're talking about all Malachos are Mi Mishkan Gamrinan. So it doesn't matter that it's an av. The Bryce over there said, Ein Chayobin, period. It's Avos and Toldos.
It mentions Toldos as well. I mean, look, Daf Mem Tes is not Rashi's words. Okay, yeah. There were no Dapim of Gemara in time of Rashi. It's from Masechta Shabbos. It could be anywhere. You know, we're whoever put in the parentheses to point it to Daf Mem Tes. I'm not mishubit to that, you know. Now, there is another girsa, a third girsa, then besides these two. If you look in Tosfos in Shabbos, the beginning of Hazorek, so it's interesting. In our Tosfos, the two girsos that are presented sound like they're arguing with each other, as we've been talking about. But Mishkan Chashiva, Mishkan V'chashiva, Tosfos in Shabbos assumes that these two girsos are really the same. He doesn't make a distinction. Like you were asking, what's the big distinction? And we came up with it. Tosfos and Shabbos, in fact, doesn't seem to think that there's a difference. But then he brings another girsa, which is not mentioned by us at all. Take a look with me, Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Again, this is mamash the same Gemara, just the same Gemara, you know, appearing over there. Shakim or Velezet the Machay from Makamav. see it. So having Matzil Meimel in Nasra, the first part of Tosis corresponds to Tosis previous Tosis by us. Okay, then he brings the question of the Girsa. Tosis says, Is the Garsi, I'm a few lines in the Tosis. We both said, do you need it? Do you have it? Everyone have it? Is the Garsi have to have the Mishkan Chashiva Karaliyav, have to go Mishkan Chashiva Karalitolda? Hachta Mishkan Chashiva. So Fize, Yesh Melachos, Tahavi B'Mishkan, Kigol Menachesh, Umashkez Royim, Dilo Chashivi, Dilo Hava Avos. So this Gears is assuming Mishkan without Chashivas is what? Mishkan without Chashivas is a? No? Told him. So that's the case, Tosa says. We understand that there were melachos that in fact were b'mishkan, like menachesh and mashke zroyim, which is only a toda, either with mishkan. The answer is not chashiv. So you assume menachesh and mashke zroyim, watering, this is not exactly zoreya, oteya, it's mashke zroyim, watering, but that was done b'mishkan, but it's not chashiv, so therefore it's a toda. Because just being in the mishkan is not enough, you have to have chashivas. That's the girsa that he quotes of Mishkan Chashiva. V'chein igasinan dehavi b'mishkan v'chashiva kari layav. Same thing. Does he suggest any difference in the other direction? No. Now it doesn't sound, he's not making much of the two gersos. You know, l'maisa v'artos, it sounds like there's a chilu between two gersos. Tosos doesn't mention any kind of distinction. Sounds like they're totally together. But then comes another girsa which is not here, not cited in Bava Kamma. What is that? Avo igar sina, hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva v'kari la'av. Notice, the vav is not before the word chashiva, v'chashiva, that was the shayla in the two girsos that we have. Where's the vav? In front of the word kari. So now, hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva v'kari la'av. Hach delo v'mishkan lo chashiva v'kari l'tolda. No. So that, what does that mean? That what is every what defines as enough? What's the criteria according to this girsa? We both say, what's the criteria? Mishkan. Fizeh ha-toldas lo v'mishkan. They have to assume menachesh, therefore, and mashke zroyim went up in mishkan. We both say, ask me a bomb kashi here. So you have a new girsa, right? The girsa is the hachta b'mishkan chashiva v'kari la'av. Hachta lo b'mishkan lo chashiva v'kari la'tolda. All that matters is mishkan. If it was b'mishkan, it's automatically an av. No, ask me. What? What? Ask me from what?
Told us
the hotza. What b'mishkan? That's the brisa that Tosis quotes here. And then Tess, and the Mishnah and Tzadi Vavin and Shabbos, the Moshe was done by Buddhist Halavim. And the brisa and Tess that they put the Kerashim in the Agala. Told us about so with Mishkan. So why are they a Toda? The Maram on this Tosis asked Akasha. And what do you think he answers? Malacha Grua. Malacha Grua. Now, is this the same Malacha Grua as Tosis Dab Beis Amid Aleph and Shabbos? We're now applying Malacha Grua in a different application. In other words, here we're discussing that normally Mishkan, discussing making it an Av versus a Tolda. Typically Mishkan makes it an Av by itself. That makes it an Av. But by Malacha Grua, Mishkan, having being Mishkan won't help you. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, because why is it that Mishkan makes it an av? Because Mishkan gives it itself. It's a siva to give it what quality? Chashivas. But if, that's only if you're talking a neutral ground. That if inherently there's a greisa in the malacha, it's a malacha gerua, it's unlike anything else, it's something you wouldn't imagine should be a malacha. Mali, v'shus hayachid, v'shus harab, mali, v'shus hayachid, you're not transforming the chayfetz. So then being b'mishkan is not going to be enough to carry the weight to give it a shem av. But this is a different application of the Yisod Malacha Grua. And that day's Malacha Grua Tosis was going on the question of why you need to have it in B'mishkan even though it's only a Toda. To be a Malacha, it's enough to have the Av B'mishkan. And here it's a Tolden, and it has to be the Mishkan. Now we're talking about the gear so that being the Mishkan makes it an Av. So then why would this not be an Av? The answer is Melacha Grua, so Mishkan can't itself give it Chashivas if it has a lack of Chashivas. That's the Maram, and I believe this is Tosus too, on Nemtes. The little Tosus on the bottom of Nemtes. On that Raisa, that mentions the various things that were done by Mishkan that you shouldn't do because they didn't do it. Zaktosus, the last line of Memtes on the days in Shabbos. What does the Braisa say? Ein Chayav was the Mishkan, Heim Zaru, and so on. And it says, Heim Helu Krashim Mikakal Agala, Vatem Lo Tachnisu. So they did Hachnasa, you can't do Hachnasa. No. And nevertheless, even though they did it, it's not an av. Ki depris Yisrael. What's the depris Yisrael? Tosis called a melacha grua. But what's Tosis discussing now? Whether it's a melacha, whether it's an av. So here you see Tosis holds that the svar of melacha grua is relevant, not just in terms of defining something as a melacha and what you need to define as a melacha, that a melacha grua needs to have to be b'mishkan to be considered a melacha, and not enough that the av is b'mishkan, but also in terms of why it can't be an av even though it was b'mishkan. And that's, I think, mamish what the Maram was saying on the Tosis that we started with. It's mamish the little Tosis over here. It's not an av, ki depreciates le'el, because of a melacha grua. Okay, so a lot of things to put together at the chazir. I think we have to start with a pashup shot, and then we get to the broader issues. But I think the important nekuda to keep in mind, you have into it, Baruch Hashem, is l'chayra, the Tosis and Shabbos of Melacha Grua and Mishkan without Chashivos is not the same issue as our Gemara. That issue is defining as Melacha. And our Gemara is discussing Av versus Tolda, and it could be, if I'm correct, that even the first Gears of Tosis would acknowledge that you need to have the Mishkan connection to be a Melacha. The shaila is only in terms of chashivas and whether chashivas for making an av could come outside of that. But we certainly have to talk about Mishkan in terms of melacha according to everybody. Okay, to see if it holds up to scrutiny, but could be that would be the mahalach here. The answer got a kashas. Okay. Rav, yeah. Can you give this a rat? Yeah, maybe I'll give that two things. Yeah. Go ahead, speak up. So, and me will pass it down. Two different sheets. Whatever we do, we'll see who can get to. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Give me one. If no shaykhah to Mishkan, it can't be a malacha, as we're saying.
Because
to the extent that there's a weakness inherent to the malacha, there is, there's a need for, giving it more of a shaykhah to Mishkan. Okay. Rabosai, there's a lot